Well, hang on, folks. We're having trouble getting on the satellite, so just hang on. Well, folks, it took us a little while, but we're on shortwave. Apparently, something is happening at the satellite uplink, and we were unable to get on the satellite for some reason. And, of course, we'll take that up with the satellite people. But tonight is a very special night. It's Pooh's birthday. Happy birthday, Pooh.
Happy birthday.
How old are you?
5.
How far back can you remember?
I don't know.
You don't know? You know, when you were born, do you remember when you were born?
Yeah.
What did it feel like? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Oh. Do you remember you had some hard times for the first week?
No.
You know, I used to go to work every day and Mommy would take care of you. And then I would come home and you were such a tiny little bitty girl. And you had a hard time and you couldn't sleep. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember? Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
you were a little bit strange to this puppy. You were just a little bitty tiny girl, and you were having such a hard time. I would stay up all night with you and sing to you and talk to you and read your stories, and we got to know each other really well. You remember that?
Yeah, I think so.
And we've been pals ever since, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is what it felt like.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ.
Well, that's not what it felt like then, but that's what it feels like tonight.
The coats are in the high spot.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Are we having a party?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
How many people are here?
A bunch.
A whole bunch is right. Did you have some cake?
Yeah.
What did you get for your birthday?
Beer and tea. I tape recorder and a computer and a book.
And some chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
You didn't have any ice cream.
I just kidding.
You had some cake.
I know.
Okay. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday.
Now, this is what it really felt like when you were real little. Just like this. This is what you felt like to your puppy. That first week when I had you all by myself. Every night.
In a cooler, everything feels in a cooler. I call you up now, like you don't need to see a movie. First and last.
Remember all those late night movies we watched together?
No.
We do that now, though, sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you go get yourself a big piece of cake and have a lot of...
I already have one.
Oh, okay. Well,
huh?
Go and enjoy yourself, and we'll get on with this show.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Happy birthday. Boy, what a night to have satellite trouble. But every time we have satellite trouble, it throws me off. But nothing's going to ruin this evening, I guarantee it. Folks, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk to everybody that's here for this conference. And they're all participating in Pooh's birthday party, and they're all full of cake. Sitting around trying to digest all the information that they've accumulated through the day. And by the way, this was Michelle Day, our station chief from Oklahoma. Gave a presentation that began this morning and didn't end until about 7 p.m. this evening. And those of you who were not here missed one heck of a presentation. I'll tell you, I sat through the whole thing, listened to every word, and I learned an awful lot. And you'll be able to talk to her here pretty soon. If everybody out there would begin to come up, drift to the microphone. Remember, I can't see you out here, so when you get to the microphone, just say hello and tell us who you are and where you're from. If you would, please. Hello? Is anybody out there?
Hello, Bill.
Hello, who is this?
This is Bob from New York.
Hi, Bob, how are you?
Ah, fine, Bill.
Well, what made you come to this conference?
Well, Bill, I was really interested in finding out what was happening here at St. John's, because about 2,500 miles away, and I've been listening to your program for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were crazy one time.
Well, you're probably right. One time.
But I think basically you're crazy as a fox. I mean, you're a smart man.
Well, thank you.
And I really enjoy the show. I enjoy the conference here. I enjoy the people sharing and caring. And I'm happy to be here. And I'm very happy. And I'm glad to be have a party here with Pooh.
Oh. Did you see any white supremacists running around?
Oh, yes, Bill. We had some fun today. I saw, as a matter of fact, can we talk about that little photographer out there?
Sure. Oh, was he a white supremacist?
I don't know what he was, Bill. All I know is he had no hair on him on the top.
Certainly wasn't very sociable, was it?
No siree. But I tell you, it was, I kind of snuck out of here about 5 o'clock, and I got into my car, and I beat it down there. I got some pictures of him. He never got pictures of me.
Good. Good. We'll put them in the next issue of Veritas so everybody can see what a Marxist, socialist, lying, puke-faced scumbag looks like with no hair.
That's right, Bill. I agree. By the way, can I say hello to my wife?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Hey, dude, I miss you. Look forward to seeing you in about a couple more weeks.
Dude, I got to tell you, we all miss you. Why aren't you here? I bet you wish you could come, huh?
Yes, sir. Okay, thanks very much, Bill.
Thank you. Who's next? Remember, I can't see, folks, so you got to run up there and just, you know, get something right there in your hand, right in the middle of your gut, and walk right on up there.
I did it.
Oh, wonderful.
Bill, it's Dave from Oklahoma.
Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Dave is Michelle's husband and partner, and is responsible for an awful lot of the information that we've been giving to you both over the air and in Veritas on the incident, the shocking, terrible incident that happened in Oklahoma City. Tell us, Dave, what do you like about this place?
I like being with people that share common goals and a common love for their country and want to do something about it intelligently and without fear.
Well, that's about the best part is the people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're a tall drink of water. You need to bend over a little bit and get your mouth next to that microphone. Uh-huh. Having trouble getting a level on you.
How's that?
Fine. What's it feel like to be married to a dynamo like Michelle?
It's a lot of work.
I bet it is.
But I wouldn't trade it.
Well, you're a very lucky man. If she runs her home like she works for the intelligence service, then you and Anna both are extremely lucky.
We're going to clean it up a lot when we get back.
I don't know what that means, but I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't either.
Thank you, Dave.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Who's next?
This is Dennis from Indiana.
Hi, Dennis. Tell us why you came.
Well, we've been listening to you for almost 2 years on satellite. I started on shortwave. Well, several reasons. I wanted to see the man behind the mic. Also, I wanted to see your library. I wanted to pick your brain a little bit. I'll tell you one thing. Since I've been here, I have not seen any white supremacists. I haven't seen any wild-eyed crazies. I haven't seen anyone.
We lost the uplink. Just hold on. What a night this is.
I broke it. I think it was the guy before me. Thank you.
We lost the uplink. We lost the uplink. This is William Cooper, the Hour of the Time. Well, we'll see if we're on now. I got to play some music, folks. So let's take this. This is. I don't know why we keep getting knocked off the air, but like I said before, nothing's going to ruin this night. Let's continue where we left off and start all over again with our man at the mic. Can you tell us who you are again, please?
Okay. This is Dennis from Indiana.
Hi, Dennis. I'm sorry about all this. I don't know what's going on. Tell us why you came to the conference.
The reason I brought my family to the conference, not just me, is I wanted to meet, or we all wanted to meet, the man behind the mic, to see the library, to see the whole place here, see how it's operated, and it's operated very well by a very sincere group of people, and I'm very glad to be here.
Well, thank you. How do you like the conference so far?
You know the term overload?
This is only the second day, isn't it?
Well, I'm telling you, I can't digest it quick enough, so I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Well, you're taking notes and recording and all that kind of stuff?
We're taking notes. I left in haste and forgot the big recorder.
Well, that's okay, because I'm recording it for you. And we'll be making some videotapes available, I think. And, you know, that's if everything comes out okay. Where's Aretha?
She's sitting back here in the chair.
Come on, Aretha, you're next. You didn't know you were next, but you're next. Thank you, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi, Aretha, how are you?
Very well.
What do you think about all this craziness, insanity?
I'm having the best time I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Now, that's quite an endorsement. The best time you've ever had?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole either. What do you like about this conference?
I like having hours and hours to find out more and more about things I really want to know about.
Well, you know this is only the second day.
I know. It's fun to wake up every morning and know you have wonderful things to look forward to, and you don't even know exactly what it's going to be.
That's right, because we won't tell you until we do it, will it?
Right.
What do you think about all the people here?
I'm enjoying everybody. I feel like I've made a lot of friends and acquaintances. It feels like a little home away from home, really.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, it's a nice community here, too.
And you're wonderful, too, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Have you had a chance to look at the library?
Yes.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, what's going to happen tomorrow, do you know?
No.
Veritas goes to press.
Oh, wonderful.
And all you people here are going to get the first copies of Veritas. Oh, I thought you'd like that. And Aretha, simply because you were at the mic when I made this announcement, you're going to get the first one.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Who's next? Don't be bashful, folks, because I'm going to get to every one of you.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hi, Jim.
What do you want to know? I'm not accustomed to this microphone.
What do you want to tell us?
Well, I'll tell you why I came here. Most of my life I've been on a search for truth, whatever those truths may be. And it's kind of a hard thing to find. And so I decided to come here after listening to your program and reading Veritas and hopefully finding truth. And that's the only thing I've found here. All of it's fact, all of it's documented. And I am overwhelmed by the amount of information. And
on the second day?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever been to a conference anywhere before in your life where you were just overloaded and overwhelmed on the second day of a five-day conference?
No, this is the first one. I spent 5 to 10 times more money and got a lot less information.
Yeah, well, this is really worthwhile for members because, members, it's only $100 for 5 days of the most information-intense time of your life. What did you particularly like most so far?
All of it, really. Well, today's stuff is really what's going around inside my head, the Oklahoma City thing, Michelle's presentation.
How was it?
Which was outstanding.
Now you know why she's our station chief, don't you?
It's a hard standard to live up to. I've got so much information. My hand was, I found myself just writing throughout the day. I didn't bring a tape recorder. Kind of wish I did. But I found myself writing constantly. I didn't remember what I wrote. I have to go back and look through everything. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to read my handwriting. But the, and everything, I mean, absolutely everything is documented. And I think I've found a good group of people here. There aren't many to be found like that, but all of them have the integrity, and all of them, I believe, if I can speak for them, I can certainly speak for myself. There's one thing I'm after, and that's liberty. And like you, I wouldn't mind a new world order so much, as long as everybody can enjoy that same liberty I've enjoyed in my life.
Absolutely. You know, if those people would level with us and allow participation and respect the rights of individuals, they wouldn't have to pull all the shenanigans and all the lies that they're doing to bring in what we know is not going to be good, or they wouldn't be doing all those lies, would they?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't be bashful. Just run right up there and grab that mic like you've had it all your life. I know somebody's there.
My name's Andy, and I'm from Indiana.
And Andy, what do you think about all this?
Well, I like listening to it because I like listening to the show because you learn so much, and you just learn a bunch all day.
Okay, I need you to put your mouth a little closer to the mic because I have to hold a level here so the people out there listening can hear you. Have you had a chance to look at the library?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
A lot of good books.
No, it's only about one quarter of what we have. And three quarters isn't even up there. And, of course, we've received a lot of contributions from a lot of people, including Michelle. What did you like about what you've heard so far? Or what did you hear, or who did you hear, that gave you the most information that you thought was most useful for you at this present time?
Well, probably everybody.
And is there anything that stands out in your mind as being particularly revelatory?
Well, I like mostly learning about the symbolism
and
watching for it. I think that's fun.
All right. Thank you. Who's next? Drive your pink Cadillac right up to the mic. And don't give it a thump, though.
I'm John from Indiana.
Hi, John. This sounds like Dennis's family.
It is.
I thought so. How did you beat off all those chicken pluckers that are still in their chair?
I think there's a little super glue stuck to the seat.
I think so, too. But, you know, I'm fixing to give a hat pin to Pooh and send her around the back. How do you like all this?
Great. A lot of information. I've learned a lot since I've gone here.
How old are you?
11.
11 years old. Do you know anybody else 11 years old that knows as much about their country as you do?
Nope.
I don't think so. And you're to be congratulated and commended, and if I had a medal, I'd pin it on your chest right now. You know, the future belongs to you. Did you know that?
Well, yeah. I'm trying and hard in school and trying to learn a lot and do my best.
Well, you're doing pretty good. Thank you. Who's next, Yang?
I'm next.
All right. Who am I talking to?
This is Sheldon from New York.
Sheldon. Oh, Sheldon, what are you doing here? This is white supremacist country. Didn't you know?
I must be a white supremacist then.
Well, my goodness. You certainly are welcome here amongst all of us. You're from New York?
I'm from New York.
What do you do, Sheldon?
Oh, I just run my own business. over there.
I can't ask you that. You were here last year, weren't you?
That's why I'm back this year.
What happened last year that brought you back this year?
I got so much information, and I felt like, oh boy, my whole life changed. You know, once I was able to recognize what is what's more the truth than all the deception and what's going on in the media, it makes all the difference in the world to have the information and feel like I'm really doing something with myself versus just kind of going along with the crowd and making a difference.
Uh-huh.
And being here with all these people, I feel like I'm also with people of like mind who also are here because they make a difference. And one of the things that I really like is the sense of feeling that I'm really with true Americans here.
And you are a true American. You're a patriot, too, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Are you a member of a militia, Sheldon?
Well...
We're not going to say your last name.
Yes. Well, you know, I am. I admit it.
Okay.
You know what it is? You know, there's so much pressure out there from all the people who don't understand, you know, that the militia are law-abiding people. I mean... The people are the militia, you know, so what are they picking on us for? You know, it was funny. I was in New York. I was at a meeting and somebody was asking me about, you know, well, do you want to take up arms against the government? And I said, do you think I'm nuts? Do you think that I just want to die? You know, it's incredible that people actually believe this stuff, that they think that we just want to go out there and shoot everybody. You know, I just want freedom like the next guy. I want my liberty like the next guy. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do in my life as long as I don't hurt anybody or their property, and that way I'll be very happy, and I think so would everybody else.
Now, you have a special reason for liberty meaning something to you. What's your ethnic background, Sheldon?
I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish. And according to all those people out there, that's supposed to be something that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, well, see, that's another reason that I really wanted to come back here this year, because last year, well, I don't know if I was the only Jewish person here or what, but I was so well accepted. I felt like, you know, I'm as American as anybody else here. You know, there's no racism here. In this place, we have... Well, to use the word brotherhood, I don't want to allude to the brotherhood, but, you know, we have, well, wait a minute, here's another camaraderie, you know, I don't want to be a comrade, but...
Well, there's a big difference between camaraderie and comrade, so camaraderie is...
All right, at least we have that, you know, and that's what's really so nice is that... Well, look, if you want to call me a white racist, hey, you know, I'm Jewish. I don't believe I'm a white racist, and I don't think anybody else is here either. And when people really start to recognize the lies that the media is fostering on the people just to pit each other against each other. So, I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book, you know, divide and conquer, pit everybody against each other, and then they can just take over because there'll be chaos. You know, that's the ordo ab chao.
That's right. And no, you weren't the only Jewish person here last year, and you're not the only Jewish person here tonight, Sheldon.
Yeah, that I do realize. So it's really good to be here. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't be anywhere else in the world right now. This is the place to be.
Wonderful. Well, you're a wonderful person. You didn't say the secret word, but you won $100. So.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sheldon. Who's next? And by the way... Step right up. Don't be bashful.
Hi, Bill. Mike from Illinois.
Hi, Mike.
I'm the other Jewish person, Sheldon.
Well, I got news for you, too. There's not only two of you.
Yeah, we belong to a secret society called La Kosher Nostra.
And what brought you here?
Well, I've been a longtime listener to your show since you did the original Mystery of Babylon series, and I've always been impressed ever since on your research, your... going after the truth and documentation, and I followed up on that and verified it. And I knew this would be a wonderful conference, and I'd learn a lot about what's going on now. Happy to be here with all these other wonderful people and true Americans.
Have you learned a lot?
Oh, absolutely. Well, today was fantastic. We learned so much about the Oklahoma City bombing.
Did it surprise you?
It was quite different than what the media portrayed, and therefore it didn't surprise me.
And then the media portrayed. Did we portray something, or was what you saw today documented? Was it presented to you in a light of fact, or was there a lot of hedging and innuendo and things like that?
Oh, completely documented. Everything was on site with witnesses, with taped interviews. Everything was totally documented and true.
Wonderful. Well, are you looking forward to the next 3 days?
I sure am.
Well, we're gonna have you packed so full of knowledge by the time you leave here that you're going to have trouble finding which way to go. Thank you for coming.
Right, thank you.
Who's next? Step right up, say the secret word, and win another piece of cake.
This is Anna from Michigan, and I love being here. It's like a working vacation, especially since I enjoyed it so much last summer. I went home and joined the militia, but I didn't really get my five sons and son-in-law and husband to join. But my son-in-law got so alarmed with all the information I was giving him, he went out and bought a gun, but he joined a gun club.
And, you mean he went out and bought a gun and registered it?
Right, that's exactly what he did. And then my other son, he stopped calling me Chicken Little now, with the information I'm giving him. And then my son was in the military, sent me camis to wear. But now, since the bombing, I can't wear them anymore.
Really? Why not?
Because our commander said that we should all be very low-key.
Well, your commander is exactly right. During this period of lies and deception perpetrated by the commie, pinko, leftist, Marxist, puke-faced, liberal, you can say it. Go ahead, say it. What's the last word?
Comrades?
Well, they are. Actually, when they all get together, they call themselves journalists in public, which, according to the dictionary definition, doesn't even fit. But I bet in private they do call themselves comrades.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Bill, for all the work you've done.
And you're welcome.
I've enjoyed all these people that are here. I'm sorry some of them that were here last year didn't make it, but I'm sure they're enjoying listening to you.
Well, I bet they are, too. The last word, by the way, was scum. Scum, scum, scum. You know, the stuff you scrape off a pond that rises up from the bottom after everything is rotted down there. It stinks. Who's next?
I'm Rich. I'm from Chico, California.
Hi, Rich. What are you doing here? Chico,
well,
California. What are you doing? Who let you out anyway?
Actually, you did about a year and a half ago. I heard you at an expo conference in the Bay Area, and never heard of you, and I sat there, and you called me a sheep, and you said, you, you indicated you people better wake up. You're losing your rights, and, you know, I've felt something wrong over the last 20-some years. I'm a Vietnam vet, and so I went home, and I was on a UFO kick, you know, and now you've got to switch my way of thinking, and I'm studying the Constitution and the secret societies. I've got pretty much the same interests as you do. So, and what I like about you is that you're the man that's not afraid to call a spade.
That's
what you
right.
Say is true.
Would you buy a used car from Stanton T. Friedman?
No, no, sir. Nor Carl Sagan.
Very good, very good. Okay, thank you for coming.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, I'm enjoying all of you as much as you're enjoying being here, believe me. Who's next? Don't be bashful. Step right up there. Hello? Anybody home?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Gail from Texas.
Gail, yes.
And I'm here basically because I love liberty. I love the principles that this country was founded upon, because they've been the foundations of the life that we've enjoyed. And there are a lot of children who are important to me that I care about.
and I care about what kind of future they have, because I realize that it scares me when I think about what they may have to face if we don't do something about it now.
That's right. We're not going to leave them a very good world the way it looks, are we?
No, and that's it's really a heartbreaking thing.
But if more and more people could wake up like you have awakened and study and begin to teach other people, then there might be an answer to all this.
And that's really one of the reasons I'm here, too, because I would like to be able to go back home and find other people like these people here who are true Americans. And I know that they're really out there, and I know that they are...
Chicken pluckers.
That's right. That's right.
They're out there. They're not here.
That's right, but...
Did anybody tell you not to come?
Well, I was fairly low-key with my information about where I was going.
So. Oh, I see. Okay.
Because I felt like some people wouldn't be real comfortable with me being here.
So if you had told them where you were going, they might have advised you not to come.
I would have had a few raised eyebrows, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know the cure for raised eyebrows, don't you?
No.
A razor.
That's sounds good. But you know, Bill, one of the best pieces of information I think that you've given, at least one, is you tell people to read everything and listen to everybody, but to do your own research. And for a long time, I've known a lot of the things that were going on, but I really didn't get out there and follow up with the research. I just took what somebody else had said.
Uh-huh.
And it really makes a big difference when you go investigate and go to the library and find that 20-year-old document yourself that, you know, one that I, when you first started talking about the treason document, and when I went to the library, and it took a search, but they had to finally, the document they sent me came from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took them that, they had to go that far away to find the government document that you were reading from. It makes more of an impression when you have it in your own hand and you see it yourself.
Yes, it does. And then you can't say, well, I don't know if that really exists. Right?
That's right. That's right. Might change your thinking. Change your way of life.
Well, Gail, thank you so much for being who you are and for being here.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you and all the work you've done.
And I'll tell you something. That Texas accent is down home to me, and I miss it, and I'm glad you brought it with you.
Well, thanks. I work on getting rid of it, but I realize it's here.
Oh, please don't get rid of it. Reminds me of a lot of people who are gone that I don't get to talk to anymore. Who's next? Step right up. One thin dime. For one thin dime, you get to open the tent flap once.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, who's this?
This is Linda from the District of Criminals.
Oh, hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And I came here because I love Arizona, and especially you, Bill, and Annie, and all of the other independent souls that we have here today, and the liberty that we're willing to fight for.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, you were here the last couple of days. What do you think about all of this stuff?
It's a lot of information to absorb, but it's information that you really can't get anywhere else unless you want to spend a lot of time in the Library of Congress digging it up yourself, which is what I do in my spare time.
Uh-huh. What have you found? Tell us, have you found any gems in your search?
Not yet, because I'm going to school part-time. I've basically been confirming the research that you have done in the past.
Were you able to find the documents easily?
Yep.
You see, folks, out there it's not hard. All you got to do is get up off your butt and go do it.
That's true.
Right, Linda?
That's true. It's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And it really makes you feel good. It's like you're all of a sudden sprouted something between your ears that you never had before. At least that's the way I felt when I started waking up and began to think for myself instead of listening for somebody else to tell me what to think.
Yeah, it really does make a difference to do your own research, even if you're duplicating somebody else's, because then it's a lot more significant to you.
What you're hearing here, is it speculation?
No, not at all.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, step right up, folks. One thin dime. Get you one tent flap opening. One peek.
Hi, Bill. This is Ron from San Jose.
Hi, Ron.
I wish Pooh a happy birthday. And if T.O. is listening, he ought to be down here.
Yeah, for sure. Who's T.O.?
A friend of mine up in Washington.
Wonderful. Well, what do you think about all this?
It's good stuff all the way around. Good people, good information. St. John's is a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. Have you had an opportunity to meet and talk to some of the other people that are here?
A good deal of them. It's like I've known them for years and years.
What did you get to bed early last night?
Yes, I did.
What time did you go to bed?
About 1 o'clock.
Now, believe it or not, folks, that's early. A lot of people, when they get here and meet other people that think like them, and they begin to soak up this information, spend sometimes all night just sitting around talking to each other. So 1 o'clock with a lot of people is early when you attend one of these conferences, and you see the next morning people drifting in bleary-eyed 20 minutes after we start the program. What has particularly impressed you, if anything, over the last couple of days?
I think it's probably you. I first met you about 2 years ago in the Bay Area, and I thought you to be a mean, surly curmudgeon who didn't have time for anyone. And I decided to start listening, and boy, was I wrong. You are a curmudgeon, but not mean and surly.
Well, thank you. I think. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bill.
And maybe T.O. will come next time. Who's next?
Hi, Bill. My name is Jerry. I'm from Arizona.
Hi, Jerry. What part of Arizona?
Topaz.
Okay. And what do you think about all of this?
Well, I think it confirms a lot of things that I suspected for a long, long time.
Jerry, I hate to interrupt you, but you need to put your mouth closer to the microphone and maybe talk just a little louder.
Well, for the most part, it's confirmed a lot of things that I suspected for a long, long time. A long time ago, I realized that the news was lying to me. In the 70s, when they reported that gas trucks were pulling into closed gas stations and sucking the gas out because we were running low, my eyes told me different when I saw the tankers bouncing down the street.
Uh-huh.
So I began to think these guys aren't telling me the truth. And then I started listening to you. And then I started taking your advice and looking into what you said. And that's why I'm here, really, is to find out about you, find out what's going on, and see if what you said is true. So far, everything that I've looked into has been true.
Well, I can't say wonderful, because I wish that it wasn't true. And I know that you probably do, too. But thank you so much for coming.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Who's next?
Hello.
Hello.
Diana from Texas.
Oh, hi, Diana.
But I don't have a Texas accent.
So. You don't? You don't have a Texas accent?
No, I lost it a long time ago.
Should we vote on this? How many of you think she's lost her Texas accent? How many of you think she hasn't?
Well, I hope I haven't, but everybody tells me I have.
No, Diana, you haven't, and good. I think it's wonderful that you haven't.
Well, actually, I'm kind of nervous about stepping up here, but there's something that I want to say to the
people.
Yeah, and the people that are listening to this and think we're an oddity. It amazes me, because I think that a lot of those people that we're talking about think that we all here have such useless lives, such boring lives, that we need a cause to latch onto. And I think there's nothing further from the truth. I know myself, I'd love to spend 6 months building a new home, spend 2 months looking for a new car, plan for a year ahead for a vacation. But once you start researching this information, it is there in their own words, and you can't let go of it. And it changes your life, and I don't think it's that any of us don't have better things that we would like to do with our lives as far as getting on with our lives. Getting up in the morning and saying, what would I like to do today, instead of what do I need to research? So I wanted to say that. And
well, I'm glad that you did. I think that was a wonderful thing to say, and I think a lot of people out there needed to hear it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Okay.
And this isn't the first time that Diane has been here, by the way.
And she sends us an awful lot of information and books and other things. And she's made a great contribution. So thank you. And Diana's right. You see, if I spent even 1/100th of the energy and the money on my family that I spent trying to wake up the sheeple of the world, my wife and my little daughter would have a much better life, not to mention me. And I could certainly use it, and I know that they could too. So there's a method to our madness. Who's next?
This is Paul from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, Paul, would you do me a favor? Somebody's moved that microphone. Make sure it's pointing directly away from the speakers, please.
How's that?
That's better. And where are you from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, and what brought you here?
Oh, information.
And are you getting it?
Oh, you bet. I came for answers to questions, and I'm getting them.
And what do you think of the last 2 days?
Oh, it's been great. It's nice to be here with people of a like mind, which is not to say everybody thinks the same, but we think along the same lines.
Everybody here has a deep-seated love of liberty and truth. And we don't all agree with each other on every point of contention, but we all believe and understand that we have to start thinking on our own and investigating and asking questions and getting answers. And they have to be real, right answers, don't they?
Thank you, Bill, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for coming. Who's next? Don't be bashful. Just step right up there, hand me one thin dime, and open the tent flap, take your peek, and go back and sit down.
Hi, Bill. This is Jim from Los Angeles.
Hi.
And basically, I got a lot I could say. I was here last year, and it was a heck of a conference last year, and I think it's even better this time. And as before, one of the great things about the conference is all the people you meet. It's just really wonderful. I had a great drive out across the country. I was back east, coming back in. Went by the DAV, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, up in Angel Fire. That was beautiful. And it's a lot different from that turbulent wall in the District of Criminals. And I just really, again, you're putting out a lot of great information. I'm just amazed at the amount of facts that have been gathered on Oklahoma City. And it's just a pleasure to be here.
Is that the District of Criminals or the Didactic Comrades?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a mixture of both.
Does anybody know what District of Columbia means? Hello?
Well, I understand that. I've done a little research on it.
Who is Columbia, and what's it got to do with America?
Well, I think it relates back to some of those myths and mysteries that... some of those funny people out there that are trying to pull the strings, I believe in.
That's right. Have you ever been inside the Capitol building and looked straight up at the dome?
No, I haven't, Bill.
Well, if you do, folks, you'll see that our forefathers and the people who built Washington, D.C., built the Capitol building and painted the scenery in the inside of that dome understood our forefathers a lot better than all you sheeple out there did, because you know what it's called?
The rotunda.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The painting on the inside of the Capitol Dome.
No, I don't. I haven't seen it.
What is it called when a man is elevated to the position of God? Anybody know?
Deification, that's right.
Well, they have the deification of George Washington painted inside that Capitol Dome and all of the different gods of the Roman pantheon surrounding him. Americans don't know that.
Well, one thing we were talking about was the obelisk and the pool of water, and I have been to the Washington Monument, and I have seen the symbology in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Who's next? Step right up. Give me one thin dime. Peek inside the flap, and don't touch.
I don't, Bill.
Hi.
John from Massachusetts.
Hi. Did you peek in the flap?
No.
Huh?
No.
Are you bashful?
Yes.
You know who's in there?
No.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Take a look. Hello?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
And what are you doing here?
I came down for information as much as I possibly could, and I intend to bring it back to Massachusetts. They need a lot of help back there.
Are you getting it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you sure do need a lot of help. I mean, how do you guys carry Ted Kennedy home every night?
I don't know. I don't know.
And who follows him around to watch where he drops so you can?
You probably pay somebody.
Probably. Well, what do you think about the last 2 days?
Very intense. Very intense. I was very impressed, especially today, with Michelle's information about the Oklahoma bombing and her baptism by fire.
Isn't she magnificent?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Bill.
Who's next? Step right up. Where is Michelle anyway? Is she out there? Hello? Yoo-hoo!
I'm not Michelle, but... I was on my way to the bathroom, so I thought...
Sounds like Christopher.
No, this is Steve.
Steve?
From Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. How come you sound like Christopher?
I don't know.
Did you open the flap and look inside the tent, or... did you come out of the tent? I'm just kidding, folks. What are you doing here, Steve?
I got lost. I ended up over here. No, I came down just say basically the same reasons as everyone else.
And what do you think?
I'm astonished by the information on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's just blown my mind, no pun intended.
Did you ever think of changing your what do you do anyway? What is your profession?
I'm a construction worker.
It wouldn't have surprised me if you said you were a stand-up comedian because you're pretty good at it, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for coming. What do you say? What was the high point for you in the last couple of days?
I didn't really get high, but
did you reach a point?
Everything is since the first minute I've been here, it's been very educational, and I'm looking forward to the next 3 days. And I'd really like to camp out on Friday night. I hope that comes through.
Well, we're working on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And if you go back to the library, there's some road maps back there. Who's next? Is anybody out there? Am I alone in the forest? If I chop down a tree, will it fall on my head?
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
This is Michelle from Oklahoma.
Hi, Michelle.
Good evening.
One of the high points of this last 2 days has been your whole day talking to us about Oklahoma City.
You know I'm not done yet.
I know you're not done yet, but I know you're awful tired. You gave your all today, and I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm pretty beat.
And a few tears as well.
Yeah, we cry a little bit.
Yeah. You know, rather than spend a lot of time with you tonight, I wanted you to come up to the microphone because I want to ask you if you'll be the guest on the show tomorrow night.
Sure.
Okay. Right. And tomorrow morning you're going to finish up your portion of this presentation?
It'll be pretty quick, I think.
Wonderful.
I'm too tired to... It's been a long day. It's been really fun. I guess it's been a kind of surprise to me to hear all these people saying that they didn't know about these things or it was so different. Because I've been so immersed in this whole thing for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I really don't have a concept of how isolated everybody really is from the truth outside of the local area where it occurred. You can't, if you live in another state, you can't go and ask somebody what occurred or interview them or be on the scene and actually observe things. And folks really have been at the mercy of the mainstream media, and they've just been BSing everybody.
You mean Ted Turncoat and Hanoi Jane would lie to us?
In a heartbeat.
Well, I'll be darned.
Well, yeah, they would. So it was kind of a shock to me. I hadn't really thought about
how different it must be for everybody else, because I haven't seen it any other way than the way it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of a shock and an eye-opener to me, and so it made me feel a little better about the things we talked about today, because I like to serve a useful purpose.
Well, you certainly are. Now, aside from being the star of the conference, what do you think about what you're learning here?
Man, I never knew about spaghetti squash. I really like the idea of spaghetti squash without the pasta and, you know, cooking it up real nice and fluffy and then putting spaghetti sauce on top of that. Now, that sounds really intensely delicious.
Yeah, guess who's got the spaghetti squash?
Annie has the spaghetti squash, doesn't she?
Nope.
Didn't Ann give it to Annie?
Nope.
Who's got it?
I got it.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that was very beneficial. I've been interested for a long time in nutrition and health and treating symptoms of the human body by treating the food that you eat, putting the right stuff in. And so for me, that was really exciting to hear everything Ann had to teach on the first day about that. It filled in a lot of blanks that I couldn't get answered from other sources.
Uh-huh.
She did a fabulous job.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tomorrow night. Well, folks, that just about does it for tonight. And all of those of you who managed to, you know, get caught in that sticky glue or super stuff or whatever it is that you're sitting on, maybe you're sitting on half of Russia's brain, I don't know. But I'm going to catch up with you day after tomorrow night. And tomorrow night, folks, Michelle, the station chief for Oklahoma, will be the guest on this broadcast, and you're going to hear some stuff that's going to just bowl you right over. You're going to hear the truth about what happened in Oklahoma City and how Michelle conducted her investigation and brought it to us. And, you know, I've been sitting here all through this birthday party for Pooh, thinking and dreading the day that she turns 16. Happy birthday, baby. I love you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. I'm 16 candles. Make a lovely night.
Baby is growing up. She's getting bigger. And she has informed me that now that she's 5, she's an adult.
Somebody want to hook the fax back up, please?
In my heart will go forever and ever, for I love.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me,